From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty with the news on This Day in Maine, Tuesday, November 26, 2019.
This Day in Maine is made possible by listeners like you and by the Dempsey Center, making life better for people managing the impact of cancer. Locations in Lewiston and South Portland, dempseycenter.org. And by Coastal Maine Botanical Gardens, presenting Gardens Aglow, where visitors will see the gardens in a whole new light. Now through December 31st, mainegardens.org.
Maine Governor Janet Mills says a new report from the United Nations calling for unprecedented cuts in greenhouse gas emissions is not likely to change the state's own climate change goals. Steve Misler has more.
Speaking Tuesday at an unveiling of a new solar array at the governor's mansion, Mills says her carbon reduction goals align with the goals of the 2015 Paris Climate Accords, and that her newly established Climate Council hopes to meet those benchmarks ahead of schedule.
So it's a huge undertaking. We've lost some time in recent years. We're trying to make up for that.
Mills was referring to Maine's inaction on climate change that preceded her election last year. Insufficient action globally is the subject of the new UN report, which says global emissions must begin falling by more than 7% beginning next year in order to meet the most ambitious goals of the Paris Accords. Maine's Climate Council is working on a plan to reduce the state's emissions by 45% below 1990 levels by the year 2030. Mills is also hoping to make the state carbon neutral by 2045. The 39-member Climate Council will hold public meetings in December about ways to meet those targets. Transportation, which accounts for about 55% of the state's carbon emissions, is considered the biggest hurdle to achieve carbon neutrality, followed by residential energy use, which accounts for roughly 18% of emissions. The Mills administration is also hoping that Maine's vast forest land, which acts to sequester carbon, can help meet those goals. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Misler.
A state task force examining the presence of toxic PFAS chemicals in Maine has issued its preliminary recommendations to protect public health. They include testing Maine's drinking water and food supplies for exposure. PFAS chemicals can cause health issues ranging from developmental delays to an increased risk of cancer. And after an 18-year run, the American Folk Festival on the Bangor waterfront's coming to an end. Board Chair Nicole Gogan says it was a financial decision and the culmination of a variety of factors, including competition for corporate sponsorship and expanding entertainment options in Bangor.
We certainly had incredible support from the business community, but it's a limited pool of resources to pick from.
Organizers of the annual event offered free admission but accepted donations. The American Folk Festival was launched by local music enthusiasts in 2005 and grew out of the National Folk Festival, which was hosted by Bangor from 2002 to 2004. In weather tonight, cloudy, lows in the high 20s to mid 30s. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org and join us tomorrow on Maine Calling at 1 o'clock for a conversation about Maine's food traditions. I'm Nora Flaherty.